Parshas Vayechi together. As his days were numbered, Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the Ketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to share with his children, with the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, the end of the grueling Gullus. But as the words were on the tip of his tongue, the revelation, the Nevuah escaped him. The Baal Turin comments that Yaakov was suspect that perhaps there was a sin, perhaps there was a chait amongst the Shvatim, and it was that chait that prevented the prophecy from coming through, it prevented that Nevuah, it prevented the Ketz from being revealed. And the Shvatim responded, as the Baal Turim explains based on the Medrash, the Shvatim responded that there were no letters, Ches or Tes, in any of their names. And if you take a look through all the names beginning from Reuven down to Binyamin, you will not find a letter Ches, nor will you find a letter Tes. In other words, there is no Chet. There's no Ches Tes. Not a Chet as in sin. There are no letters Ches and Tet, no Chet among them. That was the exchange between Yaakov and the Shvatim. That was a very strange dialogue between the two. Seemingly, Yaakov was describing a chait, a sin, ches tes aleph, while the Shvatim responded by describing the letters in the name, the letters ches and the letter tes. The Bnei Sascha writes in Chodesh Tammuz that we could learn from this medrash, from this Baal Turim, that the letters of a person's name creates a certain fate, a destiny for that neshama. When a parent names a child, the osios themselves, the letters themselves, give certain strengths and certain weaknesses. This idea is echoed by the Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis, that one's name infuses the neshama with certain strengths and weaknesses. Shma garim, a shame, a garim, a name causes. A name gives strength and weakness. The example used by the Gemara is the name of Rus. Rus merited having David HaMelech as a descendant who was Rivehu, Lashon Rus, Rivehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shios V'Tishbachos, that David showered HaKadosh Baruch Hu with songs and praise. Rivehu from the Lashon of Rus. So that was destined in her offspring to have someone who's Miraveu, Lashon of Rus. So too, the fact that the letters Ches and Tes were not present in the names of the Shvatim indicated that there was no Chet among them. So returning back to our Parsha, and the letters Ches and Tes, we find some remarkable ideas related to the letters Ches and letters Tes. The Sefer Yetzirah, one of the earliest Svarim, if not the earliest Sefer in Kabbalah, attributes different letters to each of the 12 months. The letters Ches and Tes correspond to the months of Tammuz and Av, respectively. Tammuz and Av are Ches and Tes. Bnei Sascha explains that this is the reference in the Pasuk in Eicha, Chet Chata Yushalayim. The destruction of Yushalayim, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash took place in the months of Chet, letters Ches Tes, the months of Tammuz and Av. So writes the Bnei Sascha. He explains further. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph states that Klal Yisrael was worthy of miracles. They were worthy of Nisim Bimei Ezra, like the Nisim that took place Bimei Yeshua Ben Nun. Yet, the Gemara says, Goram HaChet. The sin prevented those miracles from happening. Says the Bnei Sascha that Ezra attempted to enter into Yerushalayim in the month of Av, the month of Ches Tes. Gorim HaChet, the Chet, the months of Tammuz and Av, caused this, prevented this from happening. The letters, the months. The Rama records a practice that many have, that we don't eat eggos and we don't eat certain types of nuts in Rosh Hashanah. The explanation, says the Rama, is that egos has it's the same gematria as chet. Well, it really doesn't. Everyone knows that it's off by one. that the egos is Gematria 17, Aleph, Gimel, Vav, Zayin, and Chet, Ches, Tes, Aleph is 18. So this is not so problematic in the world of Gematrias. We could always be off by one because you could always add the kolel, which means the word itself. So egos plus the kolel is 18, so it equals Chet. But nevertheless, I think we could suggest something more precise. Perhaps the issue is that egos equals the letters chet ches tes, which is exactly 17. This is the same exact idea as the Baal Turim and Bnei Saschar, that the letters of one's name have profound impact. Not an aveir. Yeah, aveirs have incredible impact as well, no question. But even letters, just letters ches and tes, the gematria 17 equals egos, that alone. Because the fact that egos equals a sin, what's the relevance? But if it's in the world of letters, so then it makes sense, egos equals ches and tes. And we try to avoid the letters ches and tes. Certainly on the first night of the year, we're looking for good mazel. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Heim and Aleph, that seems to counter this whole premise. The Gemara states that it's a siman tov to the one who sees the letter tes in his dream, because the first usage of the letter tes in the entire Torah is the word tov. Vayar Elkim Esaor Ki Tov. And the first usage of any letter, the first usage of any word, indicates the nature of that word, that letter. So since tes comes with the word tov, so evidently the letter tes is in fact a good sign. It's a mazel tov, but contrary to what we've been saying. Rav Ram Shor writes, Halakach Valibov and Tammuz and Av, he explains that in reality the letter tes is symbolic of that which is tov. But only when used in conjunction with the letter ches is it overpowered by the ches and becomes a chet. When the tes stands alone, it's kulo tov. But the tes connected to ches becomes chet. The letter ches is really the essence of chet. The letter ches is the middle letter of the word nachash. It's the nucleus of a nachash. Nun ches shin, the ches is the center. We know the nachash represents chet. The nachash represents the Yetzihara. And it's fascinating that the letter ches is shaped like fangs. Fangs of a snake. From where the lethal venom is released. And the Gemara Baba Kama states that snake's venom resides between his teeth. Eres nachash bein shinav. The snake's poison is bein shinav, between his teeth, between his fangs. The ches. Rav Shor notes that the outer letters of nachash are shin and nun, a shein, a teeth. Therefore, the eres, the venom, stands between the teeth. Between the letters shin and nun in a nachash is the ches. Nun, ches, shin. The nun and shin on the outside is a shein. The ches is the center. That's the fangs, representing the fangs in the center where the poison, the venom comes from. So the ches is able to overtake the tes. Although tes is kulo tov, Tisha B'Av is a yom moed. It's a happy day. It's going to be a yom tov when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. But because we still have Shavas of Tammuz, the ches of Tammuz overpowers the tes. Perhaps the fast of Shavas of Tammuz falls out on the 17th, after the 17th of Tammuz, because ches and tes is 17. When you put them together, it's a gematria 17. Tisha B'Av is on the 9th, which is the test standing alone. It's kulo tov. But it can stand out as a moed so long as we're still fasting on Shavas of Tammuz. As long as the 17th still reigns strong as a time of destruction, then Tisha B'Av is completely subsumed. But when Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, Tisha B'Av will be a yom tov, a yom tov. It will be a moed. We should be zocha to see that day soon. V'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen v'yamein. Have a wonderful Shabbos.